Max, have you noticed like a or kind of a renewed energy from you guys after, I think you guys kind of said you didn't feel like you kind of were where you needed to be for the exhibition last week?
Definitely, you know, coming in, everything counts now. Counts to the record and all that. So we found all the gaps, found the things we needed to do right, came with a great sense of energy in the last couple of practices and ready to go for them all.
Was there anything that stood out to you, you know, aside from energy in those two exhibitions that maybe you guys need to keep working on there?
Still, defensive-wise, still got a lot of young guys in the game, still learning the principles and where to be and some of the different sets that we like to call out on defensive-wise in. So just learning right now, learning experience and having those guys ready to go.
Is it a good or bad thing to start off against a team that's a pretty good challenge for you guys?
It's definitely pretty good. You know, these guys won a game in the NCAA tournament last year. Got a lot of guys coming back. So it's good to get a head foot in the game right now and play a great team.
I'm going to try to get a back in here real quick, guys. Sorry.
You guys, obviously, last year were a team that had tons of leaders, you know, older, experienced guys. That's kind of what North Dakota State has there. What do you think the benefits are for them having that?
The experience, they've been there before. They've had the team chemistry right now. They got a lot of guys coming back. Like I said, they played pretty great ball. They were a pretty hot ball club when they came out. They were shooting 52 from the three as a team, as a squad, in like their last couple games in their conference tournament as well. So just coming out, stopping them, and just slowing them guys down is our key focus right now.
Yeah, like you said, with their experience, they're a good team. They play with each other. We've been around each other for a while now, and they're very motivated. Got look at some leaders, like you said, and it's gonna be a good challenge for us.
What are some of the good things you saw in those first two exhibitions out of you? What were you pretty proud of on the team as a whole?
I like how they moved the ball around. We played some good defense. Still need to work on some things. As a group, we did pretty well. You know, we just got to do a little more on defense end, and I think as a whole, we did pretty well.
What's it been like for you, Mac, going back and forth between the four and the five with a little bit more line of versatility this season?
It's been pretty good. Getting the hang of it. We worked on it during practice. I'm playing more forward than I did last year. I think it's good for us to just see different lineups and this and that.
Which spot do you like better?
I can play either spot. I like them both.
Mac, as you were walking in, he talked about having pretty good energy in practice since the last game. Just what are your thoughts on practice since the Washburn game the other night?
Can you repeat
that? Yeah, just your thoughts on how practice has gone since the Washburn exhibition, you know, a few nights ago.
Pretty good. We got some things that we know need to work on. Things that need to be looked at, like just certain things from, because we got like two games, two exhibition games to look at and study from and learn from, you know. And now in practice, we're just going through that and just getting better.
This question for both of you guys is: Did the two preseason exhibitions go about as perfectly as possible in terms of you had the one game where you had the blowout and you played probably about as well as you would hope, and then the second one you're like, okay, we didn't play as well, we still won, but now it gives us the things that we know we need to work on?
We're not looking to be perfect, we're just looking to get better, and I think those two exhibition games helped us understand what we need to get better at, and that's the main goal, just get better.
Definitely focusing on every game is different, you know. Came out to a hot start in the first game, and then we didn't shoot as well as the second game as well, so it shows that got to come out and be prepared for every game, and even though shots don't fall for us sometimes, we got to do the other things better.
Maybe for Xavier, then Mac, when you think back to your first actual regular season game at K-State, what memories do you have of that first game?
Oh, man. Too many, you know, just excited to be on the court, excited for it to be 1-0, the chance to be 1-0. Just the energy and the effort we had, and just the crowd and enthusiasm they had as well. It was just an exciting time.
Yeah, I was definitely excited. You know, I had a lot of energy, man. Just like you said, trying to get that 1-0 feeling. You know, it's a great time.
X, what did you think of Dejuan in the two exhibitions? I mean, most notably, Washburn, you played a little bit better.
Like I said, it's still a learning process for him. He's still trying to get on the ropes, learn a lot more things. I've just been talking to him, taking it day by day, taking it game by game, you know. He's not going to be perfect, and it's still very early for him. Still got a lot of room to grow, and still a lot of room to expand in his game.
And then, Mac, Montavious and Antonio, what do you think you saw from those two dudes? Do you think they'll be able to fill in for you at times this year?
Yeah, definitely. They got a lot of talent and potential. Still need to keep working. They got all the potential in the world. Great guys, you know, great players. Yeah, I think they got the right attitude to do that, and I think we'll see that in the future.
And then I would just ask one more time for X, what do you think of David, the last newcomer?
David's been doing really good, just especially at that PG spot, coming in, trying to lead the team there in that aspect. He's had a really good stat line for us. He's been doing all the things right, just trying to get him to incorporate that defense as well. And, you know, that's our culture here at defense. So just been harping on some of the things with him about defense and keeping him just on his toes.